This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to 12:30 TWC Business Beat. And we are here, I say we, because I have a guest in the studio who will introduce herself in one moment. So how's everybody been? Talk about varied weather. You must be sick of me. Every week I say, what's the weather like with you? So let's hope you're all well. I've got some exciting guests for you today. So do check out the website. We're all the W's, 1230.co.uk.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Hello there, Jackie. My name is Mikhail Yanni-Attard.
And what's the rest of it you told me?
That is it.
That's
the Attard.
That's a bit on the edge. Yeah. You say it so fluently.
That's it. I know. I do now. It's only been 2 years since I've been married. So.
Oh, right. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So I think hyphenated is rather nice, isn't it?
It is, actually, because I wanted to keep my Greek heritage as well as getting into a family of Maltese heritage. So.
Yeah. Your husband's Maltese, I guess.
He is.
Yeah. Far away and tell us all about you.
All right, okay. Where shall I start?
Well, I don't know, from birth. How interesting is that going to be?
Okay, so I've been a business woman since I'm 16.
Wow.
So I grew up with a family, Greek family, that were business people. They had a cafe down Southampton Way, so I'm here via my accent, I'm a Southeast Londoner, and they're Greeks, and they had a calf, Andrew's calf, and I used to be there since I was born. I think they had the calf from, and I went, I want to be a business person. I liked the way that my family always spoke to their client, customers that came in, and the regulars, and I really enjoyed it. I know it was hard work for them because I could see them always on their feet. But I really enjoyed the fact, hey, I want to be, an entrepreneur, business person? I'm not quite sure what you'd say there.
Definitely an entrepreneur now, which few people will be able to tell from the rest of your story.
Absolutely. So I actually started down East Street Market. So if anyone knows East Street Market.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Elephant Castle.
That's it, Woolworth Road, area.
My dad. Collected, knocked on people's doors for insurance down there.
Amazing. Okay. Well, I said to my grandparents, I want to have a retro sweet store and retro item store. And they went, and this was at 14. So my granddad went, look, I'll give you the money. Because I went, as long as you give me a business plan and prove that you can actually run a small business. Yeah. And I'll help you. Yeah. So that's what I did.
Wow.
I did this business plan, like looking into it and stuff like that. And then I took it to him and he said, okay, I'll give you the money, and then it sort of helped. So I started that market. It was brilliant. I loved it. Down East Street. I did it for a couple of years, so not too long, and I really enjoyed what I did.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, as well as the market, because I only did weekends, because you could have the weekend slot or the 4 week slot.
Mm. You were at school still, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. And then I went on to do accountancy because my mum told me I had to do a sensible job.
Yes, okay, mum.
See, my mum was a financial controller of a charity that was actually, the patron was Prince Charles, well, it's King Charles now, but patron was Prince Charles at the time.
Yeah.
And I started my career in bookkeeping. That's how I did it, on a YTS scheme, and went on to do work with the Duchy of Cornwall. I've worked with Duchy of Cornwall, Knight Frank, and Rutley when Rutley was around, and been in part of Coopers and Lye brand before they became Pricewaterhouse, so, and worked with some famous stars, A-list people, royals. It's been a really interesting role.
Yeah, sounds it.
And and then I studied, did my ACCA, and while I was doing my ACCA, I fell pregnant with my son,
as you do in the middle of it. And so I thought, oh, I can't work a full-time job and my son and do the ACCA. So I went to part-time during kind of like the maternity leave. You get a year now, but back then I only did it for a few months. And I started my own bookkeeping company. So I did my bookkeeping company in my 20s. And then I grew from there, got qualified, worked with a couple of other chartered accountants to get my practice license. And now I've got a team of eight. We're based in Ebbsfleet and Bromley. And now we've got a team in Malta. And we're just about to launch into Cyprus.
That's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and contacts with Dubai. So, yeah, I've got international clients now, so I've been growing it for a long time, but I've enjoyed it. It worked around my family. It worked around my responsibilities. Yeah. And I still put the graft in, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, obviously, it sounds to me, I mean, I've always poo-pooed this work-life balance because so many people go, yeah, what's that? It sounds to me as if you may have hit the nail on the head with that. Do you think so?
I think so, because you have to have a balance with your children, at least take one or 2 days a week off work. I did, you know, I got someone to help me assist, like I used freelancers. They were always good, like whether it would be a VA, freelance bookkeeper, freelance, you know, to help me out so that I could take those days off, you know, to look after my, I didn't want to, my son not knowing who I was because he was going to a childminder. And the same for my daughter.
Yeah. I know you told me old a moment ago, but for our listeners' benefit, how old are your children now?
Okay, so my son is 25 and my daughter is 18.
Oh.
So they've known me all their life as a businesswoman.
A working, yeah.
And they're kind of like that in themselves. My daughter gigs at weekend, so she has her own little company where she's going out singing and things like that, and do music. She loves it, writes her own songs. And
fantastic.
Yeah, going to pubs and that. And my son's in IT, and he's got his own IT business, but lives in Malta. So he loves it there, and, yeah, he's doing really well. So I'm very proud, Mum.
Yeah. So your daughter, has she made a record? Has she got tracks?
Not yet. Not
Let
yet.
Me know.
I will.
Know.
I will play it. I know. I will. But she does love singing. She's she always goes out and about and
What's her style?
She does urban beats, jazz, and pop.
Oh, right. Okay.
So she likes a bit of that. So and yeah, she's doing a few weddings this year and birthday parties and showers and stuff like baby showers. I mean, not like the showers.
No, not that we get. Singing in the rain.
Yeah, singing in the rain. That's it. No baby showers. So. Yeah, I'm very proud. I'm proud of both my children. I'm lucky.
Yeah,
well, when I say lucky, I'm grateful. That's the word. I am. But it's really enjoyable having my team. My team, it took time to build that team.
It must do, because, again, you're down to people and personalities,
exactly,
aren't you?
But this team, they seem to be doing okay. So, yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to find out some more in a moment, but I want to say thank you for that. That's really
all right. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, no, it's absolutely my pleasure, I can assure you. And I'll say this very quietly. Watch this space for an event in Malta this year. Shh. Don't tell anybody.
12:30 TWC. Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes. For and from businesswomen. On all the socials. www.1230.co.uk. At Love to Beat Radio.
So, there you are in Eastry.
Yeah.
What about these suites? Was it? Did you say there were suites you had? Or?
Yeah, it was retro suites. So I used to have scales. And I used to do a quarter or a pound. I did it the old-fashioned way, not the metric way, the old-fashioned way. And do you know what my biggest seller was?
Go on.
It was toffee crumble. So we sold out of toffee crumble and sweets. You know, like what's it called? Tobacco. Sweet tobacco went and toffee crumble. That was the best seller on that stall. So we were always going buying jars, like loads of it.
Yeah. So where did you get your, what was your source?
Okay, so what I used, I looked around and I found a few merchants. I even went to, Brookers were around at the time. Do you remember them? The big...
supermarket.
No, they're not a supermarket. They're like cash and carry.
Oh, yes, yes,
my grandparents were going to cash and carry anyway.
Yes.
So I used to get on the back end of them because of their VAT.
Let them go for that one.
That's it. So I used to go to the cash and carries with them and buy the sweets, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some things you had to source, like, from sweet on it. So I used to go and look who made sweets and ring them and order some online if there was any specialities.
Yeah.
What were the other things? The children used to like to go for those cigarettes. You know, that the old, the...
The sweetie cigarettes,
not the real cigarettes.
No,
the sweetie cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, not that I look really for sweets as such of that sort now, but I don't know that they're so popular now, are they?
They're not. No. They're not as popular as they were back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then retro items. So I used to go down to the boot fairs and get a retro item. So I had old-fashioned teapots. I even had a teapot that was... Only Fools and Horses teapot, and I had a lady that used to come and buy them from me. She loved the teapots, so we used to have that.
Wow, I mean that's amazing. I've got a number of cheese dishes. I don't know whether that would
could be. A lot of people like retro items or go on, you know, vintage. Is it vintage or eBay or
quite old. Yeah,
definitely.
I did have 154. Would you believe?
Wow.
That sort of started with. I don't know, I was out, in Beckenham, they used to have a little antique fair in the public halls on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I went with my husband in there, and we were just looking around, and this cheese dish caught our eye. I said, well, it's really nice. It was cream with a pink print thing on it. And then we saw another one, which was glass, and we liked that as well. And we thought, which should we get? So we ended up buying both.
Okay.
So my husband at the time was on the road. He was in sales print. And Richmond, he used to go around, was one of his areas, and there was an antique shop there. So guess what? He saw a cheese dish. So he thought, so we got three cheese dishes. Everybody decided we got a collection. So we used to get gifts and, you know, it just sort of went from there.
All right.
So we have scaled down a bit. I think we've probably got about 100 still. But
wow, cheese dishes, wow.
I know. So, but, I think the novelty's gone off a bit because it used to be, there used to be a cheese shop in Beckenham High Street. I don't know. But they're there.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. I love cheese. I mean,
yeah, we do too.
I really love cheese with crackers, a bit of chutney. That sounds nice.
Cheese pickle. Right, now I'm going to play a bit of music because my next guest is eagerly waiting to join us. So, bear with me a second. I'll just play I can press the button. There we go. Come on, hurry up.
I was tying my red lipstick because you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes because I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't want to lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I missed you. I thought it hurt me. I thought I missed you. I thought I missed you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat. It's in my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I missed you, but I miss me more. Hid in the back of the closet, and I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I missed you, I thought it hurt me, thought I missed you. Yeah, I thought I missed you, but I miss me more. this anymore. There's my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I missed you, but I miss me more. Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. That's my own beat, it's in my own snare drum. I miss me more. That's my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Okay, and we're back in the studio, and I'm delighted to let you know that hopefully, with a press of a button, Rosemary Cunningham will be able to join us. Can you hear us okay, Rosemary?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yay. It works. I was just saying to Mikhail, this is the joys of a live show. Anything, absolutely anything happens. So thank you so much, Rosemary, for joining us today.
Oh, pleasure. They're lovely. So, it's a warming up in the world, aren't they? So many things happening at the moment.
Yeah, so tell us what's happening in your world. Would you like to introduce yourself, first of all?
Yes, thank you. So I'm Rosemary Cunningham. I live in Essex, and I live in Leigh-on-Sea, and I've got a group called Winning Women Essex, which I started 10 years ago. That's the networking group I would have liked when I started my business 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been self-employed for 30 years, about 25 years as a complementary therapist, and for the last 10 years I've been gradually transitioning into doing business and money coaching for women like me.
So how did that happen then? Because obviously your background is medical. Is that the right way to describe you in that sense?
Absolutely, yes. And I trained as a nurse and absolutely loved it, but my hands didn't like it. I developed eczema on my hands while I was training. And my proper NHS career finished within 3 weeks, actually, of me qualifying.
Oh,
and it took me a long time. Yeah, well, I went for medical. I was offered 3 jobs and I went for medical. And I can still remember the guy, what he said. He said, "You are unfit to work in any clinical area."
Oh.
Which was pretty devastating after 3 years of training. So I had no idea what to do, and I ended up with a 4-year business degree by some incredible synchronicities. A guy I was going out with, who I met by a complete fluke. We were actually born in the same hospital at the same time when our mums would have been in for 10 days.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, we were living 150
days.
Yeah. Yeah, but we were living far apart, but we worked out we would have literally been there at the same time. And he said to me, "Why don't you do a business degree?" And I said, "I can't do that." And he said, "Yes, you can." And he filled in the forms for me. And I did a business degree at Birmingham.
Wow.
And then I did a massage. After 4 years of that, I did a massage course as a holiday, and I was hooked on the first morning. I was off. I'd found my thing. I'd found my dharma.
Amazing.
Wow.
And I love that as well, but once again the hands didn't like it too much, and gradually they moved me along. They closed doors for me, and in the end I just had to use my voice more and my hands less.
Right. that's a really good description, actually. I mean, not that you would have wanted that in that sense, but it's interesting.
I mean, Rosemary and I spent time in Spain together as well.
Amazing.
We had some good fun there, didn't we?
Oh, that was lovely, wasn't it? I'll never forget the smell of the orange blossom as you walked down the streets there. It was blissful. And then the world went a bit strange, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. That was our last one was COVID, which when we've got the person that I did the conferences with, Lady called Annie Meehan, who runs Costa Women, and we did, this was the ninth one coming up. And the building that we used was a government building, which, you know, if you were a government building here, it'd be a bit boring.
Yeah.
But actually over there, it was fantastic. And they, the IT guys all knew what they were doing, didn't they, Rosie?
Yeah, they were brilliant.
They were. I didn't speak English and I didn't speak Spanish. But, you know, we managed
to communicate.
It all worked. Well, I mean, that was the thing. It was amazing. And they'd been saying to Ali, no, don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. I landed to a text on my phone saying, phone me as soon as you get in. And they closed the building.
Oh my word.
Was on a Wednesday. And on the Saturday, they closed down Spain. So we just took everything. It was, Ali was brilliant. We just took everything to her flat as much as we possibly could. And she had her own film studio there virtually, didn't she, Rosemary? So, So tell us some more about you then. What's on the agenda with you? What are you working? You've got courses that you run, haven't you?
I have, yes, for my coaching business. I love doing ideal client work, and I'm very much an energy person. Having done massage and reflexology and very gentle energy things, I really believe that health is all about energy, money's all about energy, and so is marketing. And I tend to link all three together. So I've just created a course to attract our ideal client. And I've got a day down here on the 9th of May. I've taught it before, but I put it together as an online course. I had an amazing young man who's 18 contact me out of the blue, probably a young entrepreneur, hasn't even done his A-levels yet. And he asked me to be a case study for a course platform he set up.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently one in two young people now want their own business. Isn't that incredible?
It is. There's new entrepreneurs starting all the time. I think it stems from school, basically, that they just come out of school and they like, I want to run my own business. There needs to be more support, though. Like you say, you are giving them support by doing coaching and things like that, because I do find that schools don't give enough coaching ideas to entrepreneurs. Not everybody loves school.
I think the thing with school is they haven't got that background, have they?
Yeah.
I mean, they've gone. I've done my background's Microsoft IT training, and I've worked in the IT industry. Mm-hmm. I've done my own thing, but I've also worked in education. It's hugely different.
It's very different.
They just don't. They don't have that skill set, and that's not being derogatory to them. It's just the way it is. They're specialists in their own fields, aren't
absolutely
they?
Absolutely. So I do think there should be more skills courses in schools, so if they are doing A levels and stuff, like outside world skill courses, because it never puts you instead what's going to really happen when you leave school. I know some colleges are doing it, but like you say, coaching is a great aspect to building up how you become an entrepreneur. So amazing, Rosemary, what you're doing.
So tell us some more about this young man and how you're working with him.
Oh, he's incredible. He finished his school on the 6th of June. And he just asked me, would I create an online course to host on his new platform that he's developed with some people in the Philippines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. It just gets better, doesn't it? And yeah, so I've created a course, but I mean, I'm someone, when I do something like that, I like to do it properly. So I've really gone back and done all my research properly again. And it's nearly done. I'm determined to finish it by Wednesday. I go away on Thursday morning. But he's so interesting. He came in and he said to me, he told me he'd spent $100 on a quantum money course because he wanted to learn more about the energy of money. And I'm a money coach. I'm very much from an energy perspective, and he just cold called me, and he used to walk down my road to school. He thought I lived miles away. It was just a bit like my ex, you know, who got me on my business degree. I really think people just pop up And this is funny enough, is what my course is about. I think when we're in our essence, when we know who we are, there's no apology.
Yeah.
We're not trying to please our mum and our granny and the woman next door. We're just trying to please our or our husband, for God's sake. And we know who we are. We know who our ideal clients are. We can be us without any apology. And we're only talking to those people. So we can make a video and we pitch it at them. And not pitch, but we talk to them, don't we? And we know who they are. And we don't need to worry about anyone else. And then I find you don't need – people come to me and they say, where do I get my clients from? Or where do I find my clients?
Yeah.
It's a bit of that, but it's mainly let's focus on you being you and knowing who you're here to serve, who you love to serve and how, what makes you smile, what makes you really happy, what's going to make you want to get out of bed in the morning to go to work. And then we'll focus in on that and then it will come. It will come. Yeah, and yeah, there's a strategy behind it, of course, but I said I'm an energy person, so yes, it's exciting. So I think that's probably where he popped up from. But and I've introduced him to some other young people. And just to say, I've been to Metro Bank in Southend today. They won't mind me telling you, because we did a women and wealth thing down there just before lockdown. And they've got a new
really good, I think. Our Bromley branch is a very responsive sort of branch. And also, there's a lady I know, you might come across her, Mikael, I don't know, the Canterbury branch. She's the business manager there. Melanie Sewell, who I've known since she worked for NatWest and was headhunted by Metro Bank.
Right, okay.
They're very open and responsive, aren't they?
They are. They like
they are. And they're very happy to offer you their premises. Absolutely. To do events.
Mm. Absolutely.
What have they actually got in Southend? Because I need to do a bit of speed networking somewhere.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Perfect venue for it.
Let's do it.
Absolutely perfect.
Let's go for because that.
It would have to be probably in the evening because they shut at 5 o'clock, so you can have it from 4 to 5 to about 7, and they'll do it as a collaboration, and it's a lovely big open space. When we did our last one, I think 3 of the female staff came and joined in. She described it as female heavy. But they're just so up for collaborating and helping people.
And
they seem to have really nice people working there as well.
I think the thing is as well that they're, to the best of my knowledge, they've never actually sought bank people to come and work for them.
Yeah.
They've sought people who are interested, proactive, excited, interesting people and skilled, obviously.
Exactly,
so,
like customer services and
absolutely.
From that background.
Absolutely. So it's interesting, isn't it? So
I like that they're open all weekend.
They're not now.
Are they not?
No.
Oh, why not?
I don't think. They don't open Sundays now. I think from the 1st of April.
Well, I've learnt something new.
Yeah, I think they're open Saturdays,
okay,
but I think Sundays they're closed now. But that's only recent, as it's
April. All right,
okay. But I always remember when I opened my bank account with them, which is some while ago. They were just fairly new in Bromley, and it was I'd gone in during the week one day, and they said, but you need ID stuff and all the rest of it. I then went to a networking event a few days afterwards, and the manager said, just a moment, and he called over some young chap. He said, you've got 10 minutes, because that's how long it was till the event started in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you've got 10 minutes to open this account for this lady. So, and that's what happened, literally.
Wow.
And I said to him, do I need to put some money in the account? He said, no. He said, actually, we've put some money in for you. That's when they used to put £3 in to your account. To buy a coffee. They treated you to a coffee.
Wow.
But they don't do that anymore because so many people actually abuse that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it was all done and dusted, went outside, tested the ATM, £3 was in there. Amazing.
It was straight away set up.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait weeks for your card to come through.
No, and they're so secure. And and as you say, the people, that's not to say that the other banks aren't.
Yeah.
But that's just a personal experience. So
exactly. But they're closing so many branches, aren't they now, other banks?
But Metro Bank, from what I can gather, they're perhaps low, shortening their hours a little bit, mm-hmm. but they're not shortening the branches. They're yeah. keeping going with the branches. So at Southend, remind us what it was that you were actually doing there, Rosemary.
We can start with the women and wealth event. Trying to, I think there's so much stress, anxiety, shame and guilt, particularly around money. We've all got history, haven't we? We've all thought we've got it completely wrong, or we were rubbish at maths at school, whatever it is for us. Not for everyone, but for a lot of us. And the woman I took with me, Sinead, she's a financial consultant, but she's created a wealth program that just helped things be fun and understandable. She's got some games. So we're going to do some fun stuff around laughing about money and looking at it from
a long-term thing. So is it a regular thing that you're going to be doing there, or?
Well, we talked about, we're in April, so we think we'll probably do 3 women and wealth events this year.
Yeah, brilliant.
Or, you know, from what evenings, we were talking about maybe June, September, November, something like that. And they've got a capacity for 50, 60.
Oh, so it could be definitely speed networking then.
Yep.
That's what we've got to go for as well.
Yep. Yeah, you can do all sorts of things. And even maybe different. Sinead was saying she did a different kind of speed networking where you had, one of you had a key and the other you had a padlock and you had to go and find the right person to match it.
Oh, we used to do that in the 60s. But we threw our handbags in the circle as well as our keys.
That's so cool. Bring it back. It sounds fun.
You sure that was networking, Jackie?
My friends told me about it. I didn't do it, of course.
No, of course not. So it just
How does that work?
Fun and interesting, isn't it? And get have a different conversation going, because there's so much heaviness around money, isn't there? Not just about
especially now.
Even people with plenty of it can still have the most awful anxieties. Those wake you up in the middle of the night and give you a heart attack kind of anxieties. People. Oh, my friend's dad committed suicide over his debt. That's the reality, isn't it? It holds so much shame and guilt. And I think the more we can talk about these things, I vividly remember one money course I did back in about 2013 for my group. And there's probably about 9 women there, and they did their money archetypes. So you complete about an 80-question assessment, and there are 8 archetypes. And then you look at them in order, and the top 3 of yours are your money profile, your kind of money personality. And then we have a discussion around it and do some exercises. And there was one woman there who said she realised how scared she was about money and how she actually didn't need to be. And she said when she went home, talked to her husband, and because she was so much happier, he was a lot happier. Mm. And because of that, he went and applied for a job with much more money and better benefits. And he said within a year, their whole money, they weren't doing badly anyway, but their family income had gone up by well over 200%.
Wow.
And within 2 years, hers was 400%.
Whoa.
And that was from getting over her fears.
Yeah, which helped her, obviously, from what you're saying. That must make you feel that it's all worthwhile, Rosemary, when you've got results like that.
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely lovely. Not everybody gets quite so much out of a day. Some people have got a lot more past and... Mm. Could really do with some one-to-one coaching, but I'll do that when I get the opportunity to. But I had someone come to me who was so worried, and at the end of the 6 weeks, I just said, "Where are you now?" And she said, "Rosemary, I'm at peace with money."
That's so cool.
That's brilliant. That sounds like you two need to have a conversation.
Yeah,
as
we
well.
Definitely do. I have lots of clients that come because they're stressed about their company taxes, about their personal taxes, and what solutions can I give them to help them because they're struggling. Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a chat, please.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so much. And I think women are so good at collaborating as well, aren't we?
They are.
Yeah.
And I think women are very good at sharing and being able to, to open up. Once you open up and be able to share their experiences, whether they're good or bad, and then it sort of helps in that respect.
It does. You said something about your course on the 9th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereabouts is it, and how can we get in touch to do it?
Yeah, we need the contact details
for that course. Exactly.
Thank you. Well, it's in Leon C. It's my first ideal client attraction course for a little while. And I've got a few spaces left. It's £100.
Wow.
And I'm just putting it on my blog, which is at rosemarycunningham.co.uk. I just started that today before I got on the call. So rosemarycunningham.co.uk, and go to the blog, and it'll be under something like Magical Ideal Client Attraction. It'll be the first blog you see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
And I think I've got about 6 spaces still left. It's really interesting. I realised I've been holding courses in my home, and I can get about 6 or 7 women comfortably around here. But I realised I've been keeping it small because it was my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Telling about you too.
Exactly.
Oh, we teach what we're most here to learn, don't we, Jackie?
We do.
Yeah. And I'm very humble about sharing my stories, I've actually booked room at a local centre, which means I can have a comfortable 15.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's still a very doable number, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's still workable.
What time is that course?
I beg your pardon?
What time is the course?
9:30 till 3.
Thank you.
Kept it within mum hours, really, but so many of my ladies have got school pickups and things. But
yeah,
and I've done 3 courses this year. I've done a few money archetypes courses, day ones, and I've done some branding with archetype courses. So different aspects of us getting to know ourselves better, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting how much more aware of the school run we all need to be now.
Yep.
And that to me is so indicative of the fact that mums are coming into the business
absolutely
place much more and grasping things. Are you finding that, Rosemary?
I am, definitely. Definitely. And we've got to support them, haven't we?
100%. Even my team.
Yeah, and somebody said, could she bring her child to networking? And I suppose, as long as they can, you know, there and we can still have a decent meeting. You said, oh, yes. I think that they can see what mum does, can't they?
Exactly.
It's really difficult, that question, really difficult, because as you were saying it, I was shaking my head, which is why Mikael laughed. It's to me, it's twofold. Things happen, and yes, then you bring your child with you. I've had mums phone me up and say, I've got a really well-behaved 2-year-old. Really? There's something wrong there then. In all seriousness, though, not to bring a child has got two answers. Why that works in many ways is because, one, the mum really needs a break and needs to focus. Mm,
absolutely.
Which I think is the biggest thing, really. Is but stuff happens, and, I have said no in the past.
I don't blame you.
But
like you're saying, my team, I've got 4 in my team, and they're all mums. They all work flexible hours. And if there's a deadline, they'll do the school run and then go home, make sure that the child is, fed and watered or whatever they say, and then do the extra work afterwards. So, yeah, I'm very flexible. I started my business, like I was saying to you earlier, around my children. So I understand what it's like being a mother and wanting to grow a business around them.
Yeah, I think I think there's a lot of people who will be tuning in. Rosemary, how are you placed for time? Are you okay to stay with us?
Yes, I'm fine. Stay as long as. Yep.
Excellent. So what's the weather like your way? Let's cover that, Rosemary, while we're there.
A little bit cool and cloudy, that's all.
Yeah, sounds like us. Sounds like us.
Definitely.
It was lovely this morning. Absolutely gorgeous. Was, yeah. And I woke up smelling blossom from my bedroom window.
Mm, it's so nice, that smell.
Is it you? Now, I seem to remember some years ago you were saying you were cutting back, I can't remember the proper name, a buddleia with orange balls on.
Oh, yes.
That was you?
Yes.
And you were offering cuttings, and I said, yes, I'll have some. And it didn't happen. But I have got one growing in my plot, but it's in my garden, but it's not flowered yet. I've managed to get one.
Well, what it was years ago, I bought a golden buddleia in the Chalice Well Gardens in Glastonbury, which is actually quite a sacred place. Lots of legend and mystery around it, and it's where two ley lines meet, and it's said to be the heart centre of our universe, of our planet.
I'll cut you off in a second, but carry on, yeah.
Yep, and I got a cutting from there, so I've taken lots of cuttings from the cutting. And given a lot away and sold a few for charity as well.
That's so cool.
And do you find it grows quite quickly or not?
It's a monster, yeah.
Mine's been quite slow.
When it gets going, it can end up about 10 feet high.
All right. Well, that's what I was hoping, actually, because I've put it in a spot where it's got the room to do that, but it's a bit slow.
It'll get going. Now the weather's changed, you might just bolt up.
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Okay, welcome back into the studio. Rosemary, can you hear us okay?
Yep, are you fine? Yes.
Great. Okay. Now, I know that with your courses and everything, you've got a few. Actually, I know everybody is keen to know how they actually get in touch with both you and Mikhail. And I know that you ran through it before we had the break with the adverts at 3 o'clock. But I think perhaps maybe we need to do that again. So, Mikhail, if you just kick off and let people know where they can get hold of you. And then, Rosemary, if you do similarly, please.
Okay, yeah. So you can come through on our website on the contacts page. And that's www.futureinsight.co.uk. Or you can email us at administrator@futureinsight.co.uk or call me on 077-594-72139. So that's 077-594-72139.
You said that before, haven't
you? I have.
Thank you. Rosemary, what about you? Hello.
You can find me on my website. That's rosemarycunningham.co.uk. And most of the information, the new information, is always on my blog. And I'm on LinkedIn, but you can email me info@rosemarycunningham.co.uk. It'd be lovely to hear from anyone.
Thank you. We'll come back to you in a minute because I know you've got a couple of hot tips that you very kindly said you'll share with us. But I want to go back to Mikhail just for a moment because I rather meanly get people to spell their names. And yours is rather unusual for us, so if you wouldn't mind just doing that. So because I think with social media as well, people are so used to just typing in a name and going for it. So if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us.
Okay, so it's like the English Michelle with one L. I have a hyphen on my first E that goes towards the H. So it's MICHE-LE.
Ooh.
Yeah. So in Italian it's Michele, which is masculine, and in Greek it's Mikhail, and it's feminine. My father was Greek Cypriot, see, so it was Michalakis for Michael.
Oh right, how interesting. Mm-hmm. All that things that you learn, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing things that you can learn. So back to you then, Rosemary. Now these hot tips that you very kindly said you'll share with us. Which I think, did you say they're part and parcel of your course as well?
Well, I expect I'll be honest, Jackie, I can't quite remember what I said.
Would you like me to tell you?
Come on.
Actually, I'm going to pass it over to Mikhail.
Yeah, let me have a look. Excellent. Okay. So, do you want me to read them out? Okay. So, tip one. Everything is about energy, marketing, money, health. When we realize this, we can allow magic to happen rather than having to hang on and try to control everything.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, absolutely. I think I already mentioned it, didn't I?
I think you did, I was just making you work a bit harder.
Thank you. Well, I think also when you get... a lot of my clients are therapists and energy people and even coaches, and they get very stuck in their heads around money and marketing, thinking it's something that has to be really left-brained and worked out, and to an extent it does, but also I think it comes back to us. Mm-hmm. And when things are in a good match, a few years ago I was working with an amazing woman called Dana Wild. I'm still in touch with her, and she always talks about our reticular activating system, which is a part of our brain, and it's our brain's matchmaker. So we've got millions and millions of stimuli available to us at the moment, all our senses, all the different things we can see. And it sifts and sorts, and it will show us what our dominant thoughts are. So if we're constantly thinking there's not enough money in the world, no one's got any money, and we're saying that as well, then it will look for proof, show us that's true.
Yeah.
So when we can choose our thoughts a little more wisely, mm-hmm. and catch ourselves out when we're saying things that really aren't very kind or helpful to ourselves, then we can choose our thoughts to be ones that are actually going to help us. Like, you know, sometimes it feels like there aren't any, no one's got any money, but, and but will cancel out everything you've just said to your brain. Yeah. But you know what? I know people have got money. I know there's lots of, where I'm living, oh my goodness. And
right, we'll be there.
Yeah,
we'll
be definitely.
There you are. There you are. I can read it. And when you're talking to yourself and talking to others, saying, I can feel a switch coming. You know what? I can really see things are different. I can feel there's more of a tide of goodwill coming. And
yeah.
I've had some wonderful clients in the past, and I know people want to invest in working with me. And having that as our dominant conversation and catching ourselves, and even 20 seconds of that in talking to yourself as you're out walking the dog would expand, and your brain will start showing you proof that that's actually true.
Yeah, it just sort of harps on that glass half full, glass half empty.
Exactly.
Again, doesn't it?
Exactly. If
you're
more positive, you get more positive, and you're thinking more positive thoughts, more positive things come for you. Mm. I've noticed
that's it.
That.
I think when you realise it's actually brain science, you can hang a bigger hook on it, if you like, and really use it a lot more. And so some of the I do Mindset Monday in my group. I've yet to do it today. I always wait for inspiration on the day, and I share something which we can really use. I shared something a couple of weeks ago. I've got a box that one of my American friends called a God box. And when you're worrying about something, so I was really, really, really worried about one of my very good friends who's got herself in a lot of trouble, mm-hmm. and it was keeping me awake. And I wrote down about her, and I put it in this box, and you put the lid down, and basically you have to leave it there. And if you want worry about it, you have to go back and pick that piece of paper out the box, have a little worry, and then put it back in again. And a week later, I realised I hadn't worried about her at all. I'd compartmentalised it.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, and I did a little video about it in my group. I probably got the best feedback I'd had for a very long time. And,
the visual thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The fact that you did the video adds to the clarity of it all, I guess.
Yes, you're right. It's good to talk about things and share them, isn't it? Then you hear yourself too, don't you?
You do.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from businesswomen on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
Welcome back in the studio now. You might wonder, what on earth are they doing while we're dashing off, putting the kettle on, getting ready for the school run or whatever. We're all three of us online. Karen hopefully will be joining us soon. But Mikkel and I have been planning another event.
Yay!
So if you fancy a trip over to Malta in November, just write out that whole month and we'll let you know for sure which day we're doing it on. And
it'll be amazing. Exciting. Absolutely.
Be
amazing.
Exciting. So, Mikkel, tell us a little bit more about you and what your plans are currently and what you're working on, please.
Okay. So, at the moment, I'm planning on expanding my branch into Cyprus now.
So I've been interviewing partners over in Cyprus and going back out there in June, because I've got partners in Malta. That's hence for the Malta, why I'm going into Malta, and I've got a team over there. I've got a team over here. It's great. And I'm helping expats internationally, or anybody that wants to need their accounts done on property and things like that, or investments that they have in the country they've left behind.
Yeah, so it was one of the reasons why with Karen, I know she's called the City Law Firm,
mm-hmm.
And is involved with property as well on the legal side of things, which yeah. is why I was thinking, you know, it would be good, some good conversations going
Absolutely.
On. So I think, I'm just trying to think with your business, Mikkel, what would you say is the most exciting part of it? Is it the development, helping people with strategies, or?
Absolutely, helping people with strategies, looking at their long-term goals and their dreams of where they want their businesses to go. So, you know, I got a team that does bookkeeping all the way up to financial consultancy and year-end accounts and tax planning. So I do a lot of tax planning. So it's about how to be savvy kind of thing, to where you want to go. Do you want to expand into the world beyond, or do you want to stay in the UK? It's really up to you. If you're going to retire abroad, what you're going to do with the things that you leave behind, and I plan that for you. And I also speak to 5 power team members. When I say 5 power team members, like IFAs, mortgage brokers, investors, people like that. So I speak to plans, will, probates, those sort of things, and which can really help you.
Absolutely, because there are all areas that the common person, if you like, the yeah. ordinary person like yeah. me, don't have our fingers on the button in terms of expertise.
Exactly.
So we need that. We need people like you who also have lots of fingers on lots of buttons,
yeah.
and people like Rosemary, again,
absolutely,
on the more emotional but knowledgeable side of finance, I think.
That's correct. That's it. If you can get your, I call it 5 power team, like 5 fingers on your thumb, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And as long as you've got those people in place that can help you, people that you trust, it makes life a lot easier. People don't realise that when they are, you know, planning inheritance tax and capital gains tax and things like that, what the effect could have on the family. If you know, if you open a limited company, you've also got to think about if you've got children, and make sure that you planned for them as well. So if anything, God forbid, ever happens, you've got everything in place.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's horrible speaking to people about death, but what I found through the COVID pandemic, sometimes it had to be said, you know.
What do they say? The things that you can be sure of in life. That's is it taxes, death, and there's a third one. What's that?
Oh,
it's not birth, is it? No, can't be. Rosemary, throw
us. Yeah, I know the taxes bar.
It's taxes, death, and what's the other one?
I don't know. It's definitely taxes and death.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. I'm convinced it's 3. But
maybe it is birth. As you said, birth, taxes and death.
But as you say, I know we all say we hate bringing it up, but COVID actually was a real smack in the face.
It
for
was,
all sorts
it
of
was.
Reasons, wasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. For everybody's business, if you were in business, it was some people's businesses went into administration because they relied on the public, especially the hospitality sectors and restaurants and bars and things like that. It really affected them. It affected quite a few businesses, actually. Not so much the construction industry, because they needed to keep going, to keep the economy going. But other things that could affect, like shops had to close. So they lost their trade.
Yeah.
You know, market stores, as we were talking about market stores earlier. It's all those sort of things that you think about it. And people had to change what they were doing.
Yeah.
Even if you were full-time in employment, some people were let go. I know they were furloughed, but some people might not have been invited back into work again because the company couldn't survive.
No.
So we did a lot of administrations past COVID.
It's interesting what you say about the construction industry, because when we've had recessions, It's usually been the construction industry that's been hit first.
Yeah.
But it's usually been an indication that it's all working and doing well when they start lifting up. But from what you're saying, the COVID turned those tables around.
It did a bit. It did, because they, you know, the, it could still keep going with developments and things. And you needed plumbers and things like that. Still needed plumbers. You still needed electricians if there was an emergency. So they were still needed. I mean, guys that we were looking after, or women, they were still working through COVID. Not always, not everybody was, but majority of them were working. So,
well, I suppose the thing is as well that if you needed a plumber, you could say, you know, get everybody out of the house and I'll come in and sort it. I don't know.
That's if it was an emergency, absolutely. Like you had, you're not going to leave a broken pipe in your house, flooding the whole place down. Yeah, literally, obviously, you would have to keep away from each other. I mean, they had a lot, you know, they had a lot of things to do, health and safety and stuff like that.
How did that impact on you, Rosemary, and your clients?
A lot of them were yoga, practitioners and therapists, so everything just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I spent a lot of time helping them with their first ever lives in the group. We had a really engaged, non-judgmental audience, happy to cheer anyone on while they were doing their first ever yoga class online.
Mm-hmm. That's
so true. I did a lot of that for a long time, but even for me, you know, some of the government support, and then you're paying it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just it. I cancelled my wedding.
A week before,
I was supposed to get married on the 28th of March 2020, and that didn't quite happen. We timed that wrong. But we got married in the end, in 22. But, I remember everybody was, like, getting used, learning a new skill, going online with their businesses, working from home with their businesses, or working with the employers with their business. Some people didn't even go back into the office. And some people still work from home.
Yeah, I wonder about that, the working from home thing.
Mm.
Because I think, you know, there was a period where it sort of reached the headlines where everybody was concerned about youngsters being in their bedrooms on their own with Xbox. This is pre-COVID. And the fact that they had no social skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what the impact is on people who have chosen perhaps to work from home, as their companies have been happy to do so. How is that going to impact on social skills going forward?
Yeah, that's true. Unless they come to events, like you say, events and networking and things like that, and join clubs and groups outside.
They do it elsewhere.
You do it elsewhere.
Yeah, so not necessarily work, under that main heading, but still doing social things in that way.
Absolutely. Taking walks as well. Like, it's important at lunchtime or, half an hour, just walk around the block, you know. If you've got a dog, take the dog around for a walk and come back. You need to have that. Keep away from the computer for at least half an hour, or 10-minute intervals every hour. Go make a cup of tea and things.
It's 2020, isn't it?
That's right.
20 minutes on, 20 minutes off.
Exactly.
I must admit, I'm guilty of not doing that.
Yeah.
And I think so many of us are, because you just, I'll just do that. And then the phone goes, or something, you still get wrapped up in it. But you're right about the walk.
Yeah.
You've got a dog, haven't you, Rosemary?
I walk my neighbour's dog, and it's been a complete gift.
Good. That's really good.
She actually asked me if she could pay me to walk her dog about 2 years ago.
Mm.
Jack Russell has taught me so much. He's been like really my muse for the last 2 years.
Amazing.
I write blogs about her. Whereas we as women and humans, particularly, we worry about, if we get a bit snappy with someone, we feel a bit guilty, we might worry about it all day, whereas she just goes,
What a good example. Oh, yeah. That's great. I just want to remind everybody who we are and what we're... Okay, well, we're going to come back to you both in a moment. I just want to do some 12:30 things. So just a reminder to the listeners and also obviously to thank Mikhail and Rosemary at the moment for the contribution that you're making to today's radio show, which is absolutely brilliant. I'm sure our listeners are fascinated by what you're saying and learning so much as well. So thank you for that. I'm Jackie Groundsall. My main business is 12:30, the Women's Company, which is lunchtime networking for business women, as well as events, as we're doing behind the scenes today. So watch this space. There's stuff going on.
There is.
I know. So you need pen and paper handy all the time with this. So the show is 12:30 TWC Love to Beat radio show, and we are broadcasting from the radio station known as Love to Beat Radio, based here in Penge in the High Street. I know I should know. I can't remember how long the show's actually been going, but it's just evolved so well. We've got so many presenters. It's a small company, but with international reach. And it's 24/7 because it's internet. And the variety of different types of music is absolutely amazing for our listeners. And following on from me, just a reminder that we've got Ozzy Osman, who does indie rock. He'll be on for 2 hours from 4 o'clock till six, following on from me. So do please stay tuned after we've finished. Have a look at the 12:30 website, which is all the W's, 1230.co.uk. Check out the calendar. Check out the photos from our last event on the website, which was the Enterprise. No, it wasn't Enterprise.
Evolution.
Thank you. Evolution. I always fall over that word. It's terrible. Evolution of finance for business women.
It was business women, yeah.
Thank you. it was actually Mikhail that came up with the title for the event, so I'm sort of shamefaced here and always falling over. So watch this space for that coming up in November, locally this time in Bromley. And you'll soon see details for that. But do check the calendar. The show is being recorded, so the podcast of this show will be available to you, not this Friday, but next Friday. And when you have a look at the website, as I say, all the W's, 1230.co.uk, surprisingly, on the top navigation, there is a tag that says podcasts. And you'll find all the podcasts there, minus the music. So you'll get some really good, interesting hot topics and tips there. So what I would like to do now is to go back to my guests. Rosemary, just remind us when, please, if you would, where people can get hold of you and your next course and where people can find that as well, please.
Thank you, Jackie. My website is rosemarycunningham.com.
And if you look at my blog, the events are on there. And the next event I have is Attracting Your Ideal Clients Magically. And it's on Thursday the 9th of May in Southend. But it's also going to be an online course that I'm finishing creating today. That's my intention anyway.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. And is that the one that's got the deadline for Wednesday?
It's got to be done before I go to Devon on Wednesday, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
So,
thank you.
So is it a complete breakaway on when you go to Devon, or is it another course that you're going on?
I've got my late mum's brother. It's actually his memorial service.
Oh.
But I was very close to him. One of the joys of being self-employed for the last 3 or 4 years is I've been able to go and spend time with him and give his daughter a break, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had a job. And we've got his memorial service, but it's in the most beautiful cove in Devon. We've got a cottage there, we've got a beautiful hotel to go to, we've got a green burial ground, and we've got the local fisherman's chapel.
Wow.
And family coming in from Australia and France. So it's going to be
fabulous.
It's going to be a joyful celebration of very eventful life and a very funny man.
and tears of joy as well as sadness as well, it'll be, won't it?
Most definitely. I can't wait to see all my lovely cousins. I'm very blessed. So, and as I said, just to have been available to go and spend time with people, I think is, you know, it's challenging having your own business, isn't it? But when you can do that, and particularly now we've got internet and we can get on a call from just about anywhere, can't we, and answer our emails in somebody's house on the top of a hill in Devon,
yeah.
I think we're so fortunate.
Absolutely, and you know, a celebration but also a sadness. Last week I had two funerals to go to, and they also were families scattered all over the world, but the families were able to pick up the recording of the event and be part of it, even though they physically couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So again, as you say, the digital world has just opened up the most amazing doors, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Especially
when you and I started out, Jackie, me for 1993, the first thing I ever did was go and do a public speaking course to promote my therapy massage business. And then we had the yellow pages and we had the local newspaper if we were lucky to get featured in it.
Yeah. The yellow pages was what, about 2.5 inches thick?
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. Or even thicker, wasn't it?
It could well be. And do I dare say that I actually started training pre-mouse days? So I can remember being sent by, I think it was one of the colleges actually, going to a small training course. It was just a sort of an enlightening day or afternoon, where this man showed us on a blackboard, not even a whiteboard, on a blackboard, how the internet was connected.
Wow.
With this drawing and the little bits of wire. And we went, yeah, okay then. But, I mean, you know, oh dear, how things have moved. And I don't know about you, but there are things that happen. And my dad was an engineer. And things that happen, you think, gosh, what would he make of this?
Absolutely.
You know, what would he make of the sat-nav?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing how technology has changed.
I know, and you know, people moan about AI, but I think there's an element. Well, I don't know. 20% of people moan about AI. 80% use it for good.
Exactly. So, we're using AI all the time. If you're using a mobile phone, you've got AI. You've got an AI app somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
And what will we do without Alexa?
Absolutely.
I mean, she says to me in the morning when I say to her, what's the time? I mean, I've got my mobile phone with the alarm on. Alexa, time please. And she goes, good morning, Jay.
That's it.
Because my Amazon account is Jay Groundsell.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. I have to change my name then. She I've got a man voice of Alexa.
I did. I changed it to a nice American male voice. And I went, he goes, good morning, Mikhail. Do you use Alexa, Rosemary?
I don't use Alexa, but I did actually invest. I've invested a lifetime license in an AI whole suite of things that's been developed by British women.
Oh,
and it's the most powerful thing I've ever taken part in. It's phenomenal. I'm brushing the surface with it, but I can feel, if I had a client and I wanted to create something with them, I haven't got their commercial license, but you could just sit there and what you could do in 20 minutes would take you several days to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But then you stop and you make it your own. You go through it, you take out everything that doesn't resonate and you rosemary it. But you spend a long time, well, not long time, everything's quick with it, but you give it, you actually input your information. So I input my blogs and even stuff that I've recorded with my voice, so it actually has my voice.
Wow.
Well, I was absolutely staggered with when I first started using chat GPT and how quickly it seemed to adapt or adopt me, if you like, in terms of things that I was writing. And some of the listeners, and you may well know Karen Roberts, who does a podcast.
Yeah.
And I said to her, how do you address, when you put stuff in and ask it to do X, Y, Z to it, do you say please, will you, and then afterwards say thank you? And she just laughed at me. And I said, but I do. And I wondered.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wondered if that's how it sort of picked up me a bit.
Definitely.
He knows what your personality is like by what you've written.
Please, will you do so-and-so? Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Oh, you're welcome. You know, and it's really funny. But I do think there's an element of that. It sort of picks up the flavour of you in that way.
Exactly.
So
I couldn't even about it.
You can even tell it what you don't like. You can on this one, they've added a feature where you can now say you don't want it to give you words like unleashed because you don't resonate with them.
Yeah.
So all the words it produces that you really are not your words, you can put them in and it'll just take them out.
Exactly. It can write reports for you, emails for you, letters for you, so much stuff.
Yeah, I think and it saves you, as you say, it saves you so much time. And I still find it difficult that, you know, I sit there putting a few bits and pieces together that I want it to magic.
Yeah.
And you whack it in there and it goes boom and it's chopped down. And
I know, exactly.
It
takes what, 5 seconds?
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
It is. And what's this thing that you were talking about, Rosemary? Is that a whole suite of stuff, you say?
It's called Marketing Magic, and it's designed by a woman called Menexia, who lives in London. She's just amazing. She's very young, she's very funny, and there's another lady called Lucy. They work together on it, and they're so prolific and just so fun and nice, and they do a couple of calls every week where you can bring your questions and they'll literally talk something out for you personally, and they've got so much pride and love and passion about it, and I enjoy going and listening to their calls and just seeing what they're sharing, and it's constantly something new.
It's not Lucy Hall, is it?
I beg your pardon?
Is it Lucy Hall?
I don't know. I know it's L-U-C-I, but the main woman who's behind it is Menexia. M-E-N-E-K-S-E, Menexia. And she's London-based. The other lady's also in the UK. Right. They've had so many, they've gone through all the challenges, I think. Well, they've had so many because they wouldn't they? It's about everything. And watching their journey is phenomenal, and I love sharing it, partly because they also pay very good affiliate commissions.
12:30 TWC, Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes, for and from businesswomen. On all the socials, www.1230.co.uk, at Love to Beat Radio.
Thank you all for listening. I just really want to wrap up now and to thank my super guests, Mikkel and Rosemary, today for being here. Thank you, listeners, for also being here as well. Next week, we've got something a little bit different, in as much as it's a different type of estate agent. We've got Patsy Irwin, who is going to be joining us. And I think she's coming from Durham, actually coming into the studio. So thank you all very much for listening. Don't forget, we are 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio Show here every Monday. I'm going to be followed very quickly by Ozzy Osbourne and Indie Rock at 4 o'clock, so do stay tuned. Quickly, Mikkel, how do people get hold of you?
www.futureinsight.co.uk or administration@futureinsight.co.uk or 07759472139.
Fantastic, and thank you again so much for being here. Rosemary, over to you. How do people get hold of you, please? Where you go? Are you there?
Oh. Can you not hear me?
I can now. Helps if you press the right button in my haste. Sorry, carry on.
My website, www.rosemarycunningham.co.uk. And the phone 07967121167.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.